Hey, why don't we bring on my next guest, Mr. Paul Sanderson. And Paul's just got to put on the headgear, and he will be here. Paul has provided a tape, which I've listened to, which is really quite beautiful, called Biological Seasons. Paul is an art and entertainment lawyer and a poet of some renown, and he is going to be here this afternoon and is here now to read some poetry. Paul, why don't we lead off with some poems and then talk?
Great. Paris at night. Restless city of light, sirens, taxis, passersby. Trucks load, unload, load, unload, crates and alleyways. In a taxi, jazz and opera on the radio. Père Lachaise Cemetery, Jim Morrison's grave. Drunken students, empty wine bottles, seek perfect silence. The next one I'd like to read is After It Rains. Morning, the air hangs heavy. Morning doves coo, anticipation. My goals not yet fulfilled, but the beauty of the morning, the beauty of you, everything seems possible after it rains.
That's a pretty one. Now, I'm wondering, again, it's another typical question, Paul, why did you get into poetry? What was the idea behind it?
Well, a couple things, Nick. I've been writing songs for a long time as well. I have a musical background. And I'm also very very interested in photography, which I engage in. But specifically the music, I started seeing a lot of things that didn't really fit in that well with the lyrics and songs. So there were a number of works and works in progress I looked at, and I said, gee, that would probably be more suitable for poetry. And I started looking at that seriously over the last few years and trying to develop it, and that's what resulted in this publication.
Okay. You know what? Why don't we hear a little bit of Biological Season? I think the audience really enjoy this. This is a tape that you put together. And why don't we just hear it? It's Biological Seasons by Paul Sanderson. It's a selection.
Biological Seasons, Part 1. Biological Seasons. Late autumn, harsh morning light. Inside, dogs howl. Outside, dogs bark, bark. Lawnmowers hammer in my head. It's cold enough for gloves. The wind whirls the leaves like mad sparrows falling. Knowing I will awaken. Twilight, the south of France, speeding in a taxi toward the airport at Nice. I dream that enchanted woman, France, spreads her legs and I enter, knowing I will awaken in Paris. Paris at night. Restless city of light, sirens, taxis, passersby. Trucks load, unload, crates and alleyways. In a taxi, jazz and opera on the radio. Père Lachaise Cemetery, Jim Morrison's grave. Drunken students, empty wine bottles, seek perfect silence.
Now, that obviously we just heard that poem earlier, but what's interesting about, why did you want to put yourself on a tape and send it out to the world, or was that the idea?
Oh, definitely. Much more of the world, the better. Really, I think the same thing. When you're writing, the essence of what you want to do is communicate. So the tape is another way to reach that that audience, whoever it may be. And I guess it kind of relates to the music background I have. It seemed like a logical thing to do.
Now, did you put, just so that the audience, because they're not familiar with this tape, did you put music behind any of the selections? Did you put sound effects, any of that kind of thing that a lot of people are doing these days when they put together a tape or CD of poetry?
No, I did none of that. It's completely just a read, spoken word only. I thought about that, and when we were in the studio, the engineer said, are you going to put any music behind this? I said, No, this is meant to carry itself on its own, but not that I dislike those types of projects. They're fun too, but I think in this case the poems should speak for themselves, and there's something comforting in the voice itself as an instrument, and that's what I was trying to achieve with that.
Yeah, that's actually these days what you're doing. It takes a lot of guts and takes, because almost every spoken word album I've heard now is using some kind of effects, some kind of augmentation to the vocal performance, and sometimes you think this guy doesn't really need it, you know, or lady involved, and you just straight ahead did your readings. Now I'm wondering how many times did you do the readings? Like, did you do them again and again to get the right pitch, tone, emotional tone?
Yeah, I think the thing that's the key thing there is the rhythm of the poem itself, which becomes even more amplified when you're in the recorded media. You're not so much aware of that necessarily when you just read it off the page, but once it becomes spoken, that really becomes evident. So the paying attention to the line, paying attention to the rhythm became even more critical. But the tone of it, they're fairly straight ahead reads, so there's a bit of shaping. And that's another thing that was really kind of eye-opening when I went to record it. Each word then had a significant meaning, and the way it was expressed and the way you could draw out the syllables became something you could shape almost like a painting, which was kind of fun. And again, without having gone into that medium, you wouldn't know. And the other thing about the recording process itself, it gets very, it's almost like being under a microscope, so everything is enlarged. And yes, they were read several times. Some of them are just a one read. Some of them are very, very short. So it was the first read, and that was it. Would even read the title a couple of times to see what tone you would like on it. So some of the longer ones took a little more to get the flow of it. So,
Paul, what studio did you record all this at?
I recorded out in a studio in Claremont near Uxbridge called Chalet, which is a beautiful space there, with kind of state-of-the-art recording equipment, plus they have a chalet there for that people can rent out for if they want to go skiing. I wasn't skiing, but...
You were doing the poetry.
I was reading.
You also have a book, of course, with the same title, Biological Seasons. By the way, just to let our audience know, is this a tape that can be found in stores or anything at this moment? Has it had a general release, or is this something you're just doing on a per diem basis, town to town, distributing it yourself? How are you approaching it?
Right now, it's only available through me. I'd be more than happy to find a distributor for the tape and the book. I've approached a few people, haven't yet had any response, but it is available by contacting me if anyone wants it. I can give you the, probably best is to give me a call at area code 416-971-6644. I'm selling the book for $5 and the tape for $10, so I'd be more than happy to make it available.
And if anyone wants to make any requests during the show of Howl itself, please call us at 595-5063. Hey, Paul, man, let's hear a couple of more from the book itself.
With pleasure.
Paul Sanderson, live in the studio, Howl.
This is from the second part of Biological Seasons called Kitchen Series. I like the quiet times. I like the quiet times in late winter, during long morning walks, over railroad tracks, under the bridge, strong sun, shadows shrinking. I like the quiet times in the middle of the night, unable to sleep, alone, with nothing but the hum of the house, squeaks, creaks, comfort. I find reasons, answers.